And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal. Coach, a tough one on the road last week. You played a top 10 team in St. Mary's of O'Neill. Came up just a little bit short on the scoreboard. Just talk about bouncing back from that, and have you been pleased with what you've seen from your kids in practice this week?
Yeah, you know, we knew St. Mary's was going to be tough. And we did play fairly well. We did some good things. We played well defensively for the most part. I think our kids realized after looking at films there's things we need to do better, and they knew that during the game. And, even knew that at halftime, and we did play much better in the second half and had a chance to maybe win it at the end. So we know we can do things better. They're working on it in practice. We're trying to make a few adjustments here and there and maybe a couple little changes in personnel and a few packages, but they've been pretty good. I've been pleased with their attention to detail. I was, before we played last Friday, and I'm still pleased with their attention right now and trying to get better.
Mike, we as fans, we can watch a game and we can look at stats and everything, but especially offensively, I know sometimes when you go back and you look at the film, you can see areas where, man, if we just did this a little bit different or made this block hold out a little bit longer, that play could have went for big yardage. As you've had a chance to look at the film from last week, did you see some of those things from your kids?
Yeah, there was a couple things. In the first half, we drove the ball down to the 7-yard line, and we got called for a holding call, and it was a holding call. It wasn't the ref didn't make it up. It wasn't maybe a egregious holding, but we got a little bit out of position and got wide, and he called it. And that really hurt us on that drive, and we didn't end up scoring there on that drive. That would have been a big difference if we wouldn't have had that. And then we gave up a pick six, which was probably the difference in the game. We didn't quite run our pattern right. They covered it very well, but we did some things wrong in there, and we've talked about that and trying to get that cleaned up. Those are probably the two big plays in the game that really hurt us and maybe kept us from winning the game more than anything. There's a couple plays where we had a couple mistakes, and it cost us, but that's high school football, and we'll keep trying to get better.
Coach, talk a little bit about special teams. I know sometimes that's an aspect of the game that you get a much better feel for after you play a competitive game. Your thoughts on that area of the team?
I think our special teams is really good. I think it's one of the strengths of our teams. One thing that was weird about last week was neither team punted the whole game. Both teams would drive, get a couple first and tens, get the ball in the opponent's half the field, and then stall out. And that happened numerous times in the game. And so we did not get a chance to punt return, or punt block, which is unusual. But as far as kickoffs, Jackson Hall is as good a kicker as I've ever had. I've had 3 All-State kickers in my career. As kickers, he kicked everyone in the end zone that we needed, and he can kick the heck out of the ball. He had an extra point. He kicked real well. We did a good job. It's called 2-point conversion defense, part of special teams. We did a good job on that as well. We didn't allow any of those. So, to be honest with you, I was very pleased with our special teams, and I think it's going to be one of the strengths of our team.
On Friday night, Mike, you get to play your home opener, and I know that that's always exciting, I would think, when you get to play on your home field for the first time during a season.
Yeah, it is, and we're going to play in Sargent this year. Our early games in Sargent this year, which is a little bit unusual. Usually we started up in Loup County, so it'll be nice to play in Sargent. We have a new scoreboard, and we've made some improvements to our facility, and I hope the fans enjoy that, and I know the players are proud of it, and we like it as well. We're excited to play at home and get a chance to play Riverside and see what happens.
Speaking of Riverside, of course, they're your opponent coming up on Friday night. As you prepare for them, what do you see as the keys on Friday night?
Well, I think the best offensive player in their team is their quarterback. When he played them last year, he was the only returning starter that they have from last year, and they were the state runner-up last year. He's an elusive kid that if you give him time, you let him get outside the pocket, he'll create and make things happen. We've got to contain him with our pass rush and limit him in that aspect. Offensively, I think it's important that we get outside. I think we're faster than they are. I think we need to get outside and run on the edge. They're pretty solid at the defensive tackle spot. A couple big kids in Central Valley had a little trouble running inside on them. But if we can get outside and and use that, I think we have a good chance of being successful, and that's going to be our goals this week.
Well, Mike, it's always great to visit with you. We really appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Well, hey, thank you. We appreciate your support and coverage.
Coach Mike Kojal joining us on our pregame show.